It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Macy Schlott with the Valley City Park and Recreation Office. We're going to be talking about Riverfest. It's just around the corner. This has, I remember the very first one, and it's since then, Macy, it's been really, really popular, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're really excited. We've kind of taken over the past couple of years, and we're seeing it grow every year, so that's really exciting.
That's super. So it's going to be held August 2nd. I got to keep in mind, it's not only held down the Cheyenne River between the hatchery, shall we say, and Chautauqua Park, but also at Fort Ransom State Park, kind of the same day, right?
Yep, it's kind of a tag team sort of thing. You can launch at either location. They've kind of got their thing down there with their kids' day, and then kind of the majority launch from the National Fish Hatchery, but there is that second option as well.
Okay, and it's been so well attended. It's great. Let's talk a little bit about, you've got Craft and Vendor Show as well in Chautauqua Park that day. So those who don't want to be on the river, there's a lot to see and do during this Craft and Vendor Show. You got a lot of vendors, don't you?
Yeah, we have 40 already registered. It is open.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're getting registrations in still, and we are encouraging chamber members. If you're a chamber member, you can register, and it is a $10 off registration fee, so it's only $15 for chamber members. We're encouraging all businesses to come down if you want to showcase what you have to offer. If you have a sale, you want to bring clothing, tools, different things, we're encouraging those businesses to come down as well.
And they can go to vcparks.com to get registered?
Yep, you can do vcparks.com, or if you're a chamber member, you can email the info@vcparks.com or macys@vcparks.com, and we can get you registered at that discounted price.
All right. So not only craft and vendors, but as you mentioned, food and beverage vendors will be there as well. So hopefully we can order up a nice day on August 2nd, that Saturday. Let's talk about Riverfest, and this is exciting. A lot of people are attending. It's kind of growing, I think, in attendance as we take off down the river. Tell us a little bit about the focus for those who are just new to the community.
Yeah, so on Friday night, we're actually going to kick it off at 5:30 with the Scenic Byway Cruise. This is with the Bridge City Cruisers Car Club, and they normally take a trip, whether it's north or south, down the National Scenic Byway, mm-hmm. So that'll be really fun. And then on Saturday morning, registration starts at 8:30 and runs until 10, where the kayak launches at 10. There is a shuttle that we'll have starting from 8:30 to 9:45, and we do ask that people bring their kayaks to the launch point, drop them off. We've got a handful of staff there to watch over them. No one's going to take them, and then you'll park at Chautauqua Park and take the shuttle back to the launch point, so then your car's at the end of the float there.
Okay.
And then the end is at Chautauqua Park. And again, our craft and vendor show will be happening there. There's food vendors. We've got Brock Up Brewing there. So there's going to be lots of things happening. I think we're going to have some inflatables this year for the kids. So we're hoping for a really, really great day. Yeah. We also have our raffle drawing at 1 o'clock. And the raffle tickets are for sale, $5 a piece or five for $20. There's really cool things like kayaks, a grill, patio set, cooler, kayak cooler, all sorts of things, some gift cards. So you can get those at the Wellness Center, the Rosebud Visitor Center. We've got a few different committee members that are out there selling them as well. So if you're interested, get a hold of one of us and we'll get you hooked up with those.
And if you have a kayak or canoes are welcome too. Most of us have kayaks now, but they're all welcome. How can they get registered, Macy?
So you can go to vcparks.com to get registered for that. It is $20 for a single and $50 for a family registration. So we're really excited to have everyone come register. So.
That's great. You can get registered in advance and actually the day of too, right, Macy? Yeah.
Yes, yep. We have our day of registrations as well. There is no price change for that. It will be the $20 and $50, so you can register the day of. However, if you do register early, you get a free raffle ticket if you register before the 27th. So register early and get your name in that drawing for free.
For free. Good deal. All right. Excellent. Is there anything else we're forgetting to mention? This is an exciting thing, Riverfest. If you've never been a part of it, you want to be a part of it, this would be a year to check it out. especially if the weather's nice.
But absolutely.
If there's anything else to mention that we forgot to talk about.
Yeah, I do really want to send out a big thank you to all of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to list them off. Yep. These are some really, really great businesses that have always been so supportive in the past. We've got Valley City Tourism, Dakota Bank, Bank Forward, Grotberg Electric, KLJ Engineering, Farmers Union Insurance, and the Army Corps of Engineers. We also have our donations for the prizes, for the raffle drawing. We've got ABC Docs, City County Health District, PetroServe, Ludvigson Braun & Co., Cass County Electric, Shields, Handy Home and Hardware, Urban Couture, and Epworth. So we've got some really amazing sponsorships this year. And all of the proceeds from that raffle drawing go to develop the water trail, which is with good signage so that it's safe, more accessible. We've got some really great kayak launches that are going in. The Water Trail Committee is really doing a great job of developing that so that outdoor recreation is a little bit more accessible for everyone. So.
Oh, the water trail. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. That's a big, big thing probably of national interest for us to have this water trail. It's an ongoing thing with landings and launches and stuff like that as we can go all the way from Valley City?
Yeah, north of
Valley City,
so
right?
So north of the lake all the way to the National Grassland. So it's about 199 miles of river that they're developing into some really great kayaking and canoeing access.
So that's super. That's super. Yeah, we'll hear more about that as well, but that's a great project. All right, Macy, thank you for joining us today on the show, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Macy Slott with the Valley City Park and Rec. Again, if you want to get registered in advance for Riverfest, please go to vcparks.com. That's vcparks.com. Rosebud Visitor Center. If you want to do it in person, you can do it there, I think, and also the day of the event. When is Riverfest? It's going to be Saturday, August 2nd. And as Macy said, don't forget, the day before is Friday, August 1st, and that's the Scenic Byway Cruise with the Bridge City Cruisers. They meet at the Rosebud Visitor Center that Friday at 5:30 and cruise the Cheyenne River Valley National Scenic Byway. If you want to RSVP, contact Amber Van Bruggen for more details on that. Again, that's Friday, August 1st. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.